When whistleblowers are ignored. This is Dave Ross on CBS News Radio Network. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. Long before the whistle blew on Donald Trump's Ukraine conversation, Tom Mueller was working on his new book about whistleblowers, interviewing 200 of them, including the five who tried to alert the NSA to a flaw in its terrorist surveillance system before 9/11.
And they went through channels, they followed all the procedures. Well, they were handed over to the FBI, who pointed guns at their faces, who subjected them to an extended judicial retaliation.
Which ended their careers, and he claims may have allowed 9/11 to happen. Fast forward to the people who tried to warn Boeing that defective software had made its way into the cockpit.
If they had listened to those 12 anonymous whistleblowers who called the FAA whistleblower hotline, this whole disaster might not have happened.
He also writes that Donald Trump, as a candidate, actually spoke in the language of a whistleblower until he was elected. And then he ended up firing a real whistleblower, James Comey, and now, of course, he wants the Ukraine whistleblower punished. However, Tom Mueller's book, titled Crisis of Conscience, is not about Trump. It's about what happens to organizations that punish the messenger because they can't handle the truth. And it shows that America's history of ignoring warnings from whistleblowers is nothing new. To quote the heading of his final chapter, "The Banana Republic wasn't built in a day." Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.